The Inuit language is one language spoken throughout, from Unalakleet throughout the North Slope into Canada, all through the Northwest Territories and into Greenland. So it would be a unifying factor.
For 1 week in the summer of 1983, Inuit from Canada, Alaska, and Greenland met for the third Inuit Circumpolar Conference. The gathering was held in a high school in Canada, in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories. The General Assembly and the Concurrent Elders Conference met to discuss the formation of an Arctic policy and to share cultural traditions. ICC President Hans Pavia Rosing of Greenland says culture and politics are inseparable.
When you speak of culture in Denmark, you speak of arts, you speak of movies, you speak of actors and so forth. But in culture, in our sense, is our whole way of life. So we don't focus on specifically a drum dance when we talk about culture. We focus on oil development in Bruto Bay and in the eastern part of Greenland. We focus on the hospital facilities in our land and so forth, because all that is a part of a people's culture.
Language is also a part of a people's culture, and although Inuit is one language across the circumpolar region, differences in dialects as well as the prominent use of English made constant simultaneous translation necessary for ready communication during sessions.
I think we have problems with the Greenlandic translation. Did it get through? Okay, fine. This again is the English version. English is your second language, it's our third language, so it's no surprise that we can have some problems with the English language. What would you suggest instead of the word maximally? Whereas Inuit should benefit to the max, or any better suggestions?
Translators sat removed from the proceedings in soft-sided gray booths. There, while listening to the speakers, they translated into English or Inuktitut or Yupik or Inupiaq or Kalahlisut. Delegates carried gray transistor radio-like devices and wore headphones like those used for listening to in-flight movies. The appropriate dialect or English could be selected by switching channels.
We have to translate simultaneously as they're talking. We have to come out with the translation.
Translator Leona Okakuk.
It has to come in one ear and out the mouth without, without doing much thinking, because it has to, of all the translation techniques, it has to be more automatic.
Have you had experience doing this before?
Yes, we had a week-long session in Barrow a couple years ago, and I also did some for the court system in Barrow, that simultaneous translation.
How many hours at a time do you have to do this?
Well, we have to do it throughout the whole session. We do have six translators from our dialect, so we do have a lot of people to take over if we do get tired, so we can rest for a while.
Do you ever come across something where you just can't imagine how you're going to translate that into one language or the other?
Yes, we do come upon that a lot, but as I said, you have to, the speed here is more important, so sometimes you have to make a little sacrifice and just run the word in English and just keep going. You know, you can't afford to stop, because otherwise you'll miss a whole bunch of it.
What do you think are the qualifications needed to be a good translator, a good simultaneous translator?
Oh, you have to know both the languages that you're working with, and you really have to have that a good working knowledge of both languages, because if it takes time for you to think up a word, you know, the simultaneous translation just gets really hard. It's just exhausting.
I'm going to make some announcements before we get going here. If you are going to speak, you don't need to translate what you said, because it's been already translated while you are speaking. So you don't need to translate unless you want to emphasize or something. So be aware that while you are talking, everybody is listening to it in their own language.
One of the basic premises of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is that we are one people speaking one language. Although in our different regions we have various dialects, we are able to understand each other most of the time when we're talking slowly. And our understanding of each other when speaking to each other is very high. But when we come down into the written form, because of the different writing systems that were imposed on us from different organizations, well, in Alaska, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and mainly the church groups in Canada and another church group in Greenland, we have different writing systems. And we would like to, since we have the same language, it would be very good for us as people within the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to have one common writing system.
Alaska delegate Edna McLean.
For Inuktitut.
Host interpreter Bernadette
Imavoituk. We have the syllabic writing system, which was adopted from the Cree Indian syllabics, which that is used in northern Quebec and in the eastern Arctic, the west coast of Hudson's Bay up to Baffin and to the central Arctic. But then from the central Arctic over to the west, there's a Roman orthography writing system, but they have their own system. It's not it's not standardized at all. And then in Labrador, they also use a Roman writing system, but then they have their own they have their own way of writing. It's not standardized. And on top of that, there's a standardized Inuktitut, which can be used for any dialect in Canada. But that is, I know it's being taught in the schools in the eastern Arctic and possibly in northern Quebec, but elsewhere it still hasn't been adopted. If we had a common orthography, I think that communications between the three countries would improve greatly.
I'm on the committee, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference Committee on Education, Language, and Culture. And one of the main concerns that we have, or one of the duties that has been assigned to us, is to find a common writing system.
Edna McLean.
And in 1978, we explored the possibility of an auxiliary writing system, which would incorporate the writing systems of all three regions into one writing system. But at that time, the issue of a writing system change was so emotional that we decided in our committee not to pursue an auxiliary writing system. But what we have, what I would like to present through our committee for consideration of ICC and maybe pass through a resolution is something that would request that the Alaskan Inuit change two symbols in their writing system to comply with the Canadian and the Greenlandic writing system. What we will be proposing would be a common writing system that would use all of the symbols. Like, for example, if Alaska uses 22 or maybe 25 symbols to write the Inupiaq language, then the Canadians can use maybe 18 of those symbols for their language, for their dialect. And then Greenland can use maybe 15 or so of the symbols. But they do not necessarily have to use all of the symbols in the common writing system. What I would like to change would be the dotted G and also the Engma. Although I like the Engma, physically, you know, when I look at it, it looks real good. It's very hard to use the computer. So I've been working on generating characters through my own personal computer for use in developing an Inupiaq dictionary and also grammar. If we had a symbol that we could use within with a computer, then it would really facilitate the production of books and other materials that we would like to share with the Canadian Inuit and the Greenlanders.
Not all members of the ICC Committee on Education, Language, and Culture shared Edna's enthusiasm for a standardized writing system, nor her conviction that such a resolution should be introduced at the 1983 meeting of the General Assembly.
Because we consider that standardization of orthographies to be auxiliary, not mandatory.
Puyu, Carl Christian Olsen.
Because every area has their own orthography already, but the standard, the idea of having standard orthography is to use it for mutual communication.
You don't feel then that the communications now would be easier if that orthography was introduced soon?
I think we have to be very careful in considering, because we have experience in orthography change in Greenland back in 73. The new orthography in Greenland was introduced, and the debate is still going on, even though those two orthographies are equally recognized.
The Canadian Standard Orthography and the new Greenlandic orthography have no compliance problems, but unlike Yupik, Inupiaq creates difficulty due to its idiosyncratic characters. Puyu preferred to hold off on a resolution establishing a common Roman orthography for all Inuit nations. He wanted to wait another 3 years to further study the problem. But by the end of the week, on the last day of the conference, Edna introduced a resolution that stated, in part, "The differences in the writing systems impose purely artificial barriers to a potential Inuit language unity." In the resolution, Alaskan Inuit were asked to make 6 changes in their writing system. These included replacing the dotted G by R and the Engma, that looks like an N with a tail on it, with an NG. After considerable discussion, the resolution establishing a uniform writing system carried unanimously. Culture and politics were again united. On the next Chinook, there'll be more on the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This series on the ICC was made possible with funding from the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funds from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
The Inuit language is one language spoken throughout, from Unalakleet throughout the North Slope into Canada, all through the Northwest Territories and into Greenland. So it would be a unifying factor.
For 1 week in the summer of 1983, Inuit from Canada, Alaska, and Greenland met for the third Inuit Circumpolar Conference. The gathering was held in a high school in Canada, in Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories. The General Assembly and the Concurrent Elders Conference met to discuss the formation of an Arctic policy and to share cultural traditions. ICC President Hans Pavia Rosing of Greenland says culture and politics are inseparable.
When you speak of culture in Denmark, you speak of arts, you speak of movies, you speak of actors and so forth. But in culture, in our sense, is our whole way of life. So we don't focus on specifically a drum dance when we talk about culture. We focus on oil development in Bruto Bay and in the eastern part of Greenland. We focus on the hospital facilities in our land and so forth, because all that is a part of a people's culture.
Language is also a part of a people's culture, and although Inuit is one language across the circumpolar region, differences in dialects as well as the prominent use of English made constant simultaneous translation necessary for ready communication during sessions.
I think we have problems with the Greenlandic translation. Did it get through? Okay, fine. This again, is the English version. English is your second language, it's our third language, so it's no surprise that we can have some problems with the English language. What would you suggest instead of the word maximally? Whereas Inuit should benefit to the max, or any better suggestions?
Translators sat removed from the proceedings in soft-sided gray booths. There, while listening to the speakers, they translated into English or Inuktitut or Yupik or Inupiaq or Kalahlisut. Delegates carried gray transistor radio-like devices and wore headphones like those used for listening to in-flight movies. The appropriate dialect or English could be selected by switching channels.
We have to translate simultaneously as they're talking. We have to come out with the translation.
Translator Leona Okakuk.
It has to come in one ear and out the mouth without, you know, without doing much thinking, because it has to, of all the translation techniques, it has to be more automatic.
Have you had experience doing this before?
Yes, we had a week-long session in Barrow a couple years ago, and I also did some for the court system in Barrow, that simultaneous translation.
How many hours at a time do you have to do this?
Well, we have to do it throughout the whole session. We do have six translators from our dialect, so we do have a lot of people to take over if we do get tired, so we can rest for a while.
Do you ever come across something where you just can't imagine how you're going to translate that into one language or the other?
Yes, we do come upon that a lot, but as I said, you have to, the speed here is more important, so sometimes you have to make a little sacrifice and just run the word in English and just keep going. You know, you can't afford to stop, because otherwise you'll miss a whole bunch of it.
What do you think are the qualifications needed to be a good translator, a good simultaneous translator?
Oh, you have to know both the languages that you're working with, and you really have to have that a good working knowledge of both languages, because you know, if it takes time for you to think up a word, you know, the simultaneous translation just gets really hard. It's just exhausting.
I'm going to make some announcements before we get going here. If you are going to speak, you don't need to translate what you said, because it's been already translated while you are speaking. So you don't need to translate unless you want to emphasize or something. So be aware that while you are talking, everybody is listening to it in their own language.
One of the basic premises of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is that we are one people speaking one language. Although in our different regions we have various dialects, we are able to understand each other most of the time when we're talking slowly. And our understanding of each other when speaking to each other is very high. But when we come down into the written form, because of the different writing systems that were imposed on us from different organizations, well, in Alaska, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and mainly the church groups in Canada, and another church group in Greenland, we have different writing systems. And we would like to, since we have the same language, it would be very good for us as people within the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to have one common writing system.
Alaska delegate Edna McLean.
For Inuktitut.
Host interpreter Bernadette
Ilovoituk. We have the syllabic writing system, which was adopted from the Cree Indian syllabics, which that is used in northern Quebec and in the eastern Arctic, the west coast of Hudson's Bay up to Baffin and to the central Arctic. But then from the central Arctic over to the west, there's a Roman orthography writing system, but they have their own system. It's not standardized at all. And then in Labrador, they also use a Roman writing system, but then they have their own they have their own way of writing. It's not standardized. And on top of that, there's a standardized Inuktitut, which can be used for any dialect in Canada. But that is, I know it's being taught in the schools in the eastern Arctic and possibly in northern Quebec, but elsewhere it still hasn't been adopted. If we had a common orthography, I think that communications between the three countries would improve greatly.
I'm on the committee, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference Committee on Education, Language, and Culture. And one of the main concerns that we have, or one of the duties that has been assigned to us, is to find a common writing system.
Edna McLean.
And in 1978, we explored the possibility of an auxiliary writing system, which would incorporate the writing systems of all three regions into one writing system. But at that time, the issue of a writing system change was so emotional that we decided in our committee not to pursue an auxiliary writing system. But what we have, what I would like to present through our committee for consideration of ICC and maybe pass through a resolution is something that would request that the Alaskan Inuit change two symbols in their writing system to comply with the Canadian and the Greenlandic writing system. What we will be proposing would be a common writing.